Hello and welcome to the Treefort Gang Podcast Original. This is a great episode today. We are going to sit down. We're gonna get really into ourselves. We're gonna get lost in our souls, lost in our introspective glory. We're doing bro horoscopes. So what is your turtle scope? And we'll dive into that here in a little bit. Philip Boughton with you, per the usual. We've got Joseph Johnson, the PB, the JJ, and also a Stevie P, also here with us in a wind tunnel. So everybody's here, and we're going to talk Ninja Turtles, essentially. So
essentially. Yeah, I think this is just an excuse for you to talk about the Ninja Turtles. But yeah, well, tell everybody what they're in for today.
I got to talk about what I know about. So what I was thinking, all these dating apps, you hear these women folk and they say, I'm a Gemini with Virgo rising, and I have no idea what any of that's talking about. So, I mean, I know it's Zodiac, but rising, it's Capricorn season. Not sure what that's about. But I was like, you know what? There's gotta be something for the dudes, something for the bros that they can latch on to. And you know, we can express ourselves. And I was thinking Ninja Turtles. There's four of them. They're all pretty different in their personality. And I think everybody that you come across has a little bit of each one of them. So it's like, we could do that. What is a bro's turtle scope? So I think a good place to start off is just for the listener. You know, obviously some people, shout out Tony Grapefruits. There are some big Ninja Turtle fans out there. And there's some people I talked to, specifically Abby Hopfinger, who had no idea about any of the Ninja Turtles. She's not a millennial, but I don't know what that group's called, but that might explain it.
Is that Gen Z?
I don't know. Could be Gen Z. I don't know. But didn't know. Had to look it up. Berbert, Jack had to look it up. Everybody had to look it up. Most of the youngins at the office had to look it up. So what we're doing is, you know, introing them to it. Is that where we want to start? You know, kind of going through.
Concept wise, for the listener, I think everything makes sense. We're just kind of translating the horoscope as the 12 different zodiac signs. We're just doing four Ninja Turtles.
Four Ninja Turtles. We're boiling it down. Yeah.
I think that would be good. Yeah. Go over the Ninja Turtles, like, and how they vary. Sure. And then we can talk about, like, our actual zodiac sign, too.
So, Ninja Turtles, for those that don't know, it was a cartoon television show, kids show, in the 80s. It was four turtles and a rat named Splinter that interacted with some ooze that basically made them grow up and talk. And then that rat just so happened to know karate, and he taught the turtles karate. So you've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. See how that works?
Whoa.
So there's that. Leonardo, he is the turtle with the blue mask, and they're all named after Renaissance artists, which is kind of cool. Leonardo da Vinci, he's the turtle with the blue mask. He's got the two katana swords. He's the leader of the group. Raphael, he was a famous sculptor, I believe. He's got the red mask. He thinks he should be the leader, but he's the strongest of the group. Michelangelo, He's the orange mask. Raphael has size. They're like little pokies. Michelangelo, orange mask, nunchucks. Michelangelo, the artist, I think, painted the Sistine Chapel. He's kind of the fun one, skateboards a lot, likes pizza. All of them like pizza, but Mikey really loves the pizza. He's the comic relief. Donatello, purple mask. He's got a bow staff. He's the smart one, tech guy. You know, the logical one of the group, I guess, if you want to say that. How am I doing with those there, Joe John?
Yeah, no, I think you're doing pretty on. I mean, you definitely know the actual Ninja Turtles better than me. I had to look up like the personalities. It's been so long, but just looking at my notes and like their like weapons and stuff, you're on the nose.
Great movies. They made it into a live action. So like 1990 or 91 was the first one. Great movie. The second one, Secret of the Ooze, that was shortly thereafter. And then Turtles in Time, they go back to feudal Japan. All of them great movies. Highly recommend you give them a watch. But yeah, so what I want to do, kind of, you know, see what ChatGPT has to say regarding the individuals, because obviously I gave a good high-level discussion. You know, but I think we want to kind of, you know, get into the weeds a little bit and, you know, kind of take some deep dives, look under the hood, so to speak, and see what these turtles have to offer, and how that could relate to a horoscope season type scenario.
Yeah. So, real quick, I guess before we do that, do you know like your actual zodiac sign? Like, have you ever heard of it? You do?
So, Sabrina and I looked at. Shout out, Sabrina. We looked about
20 of your coworkers.
Yeah, just shouting out all my coworkers. Sabrina and I looked it up the other day. I know I'm a Taurus.
Oh, you're a Taurus. Interesting. When's your what day is your birthday?
May 20th.
Oh,
you're a day away from being a Gemini.
Are you a Gemini?
Yeah, I'm May 21st.
Oh wow. Oh, you're May 21st?
Yeah.
You share a birthday with my mom.
Hell yeah. Shout out your mom.
Yeah, you're the last.
Yo, shout out your mom, bro.
Shout out Joe and her. Wait, no, that might be, I might not be able to say that on the podcast. That might be like a security question.
What?
Her middle name.
It's okay. Beep it out.
So that's interesting, though, that we have the last day of Taurus, first day of a Gemini, and then I'm a Cancer. So we have three in a row. Here's what I'll say. I don't know if you guys have actual opinions on how you feel. I don't believe in like zodiac signs. I think it's kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. But anytime like I see something for a Cancer, it's pretty on the nose.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah, we're emotional guys, man. We feel our feelings. And I don't hide it. I don't run from it.
You wear those tears like badges of honor.
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of a lot of what like, being like a Cancer is, as far as I'm aware. So you know,
classic beta male, just running around, crying a lot.
Not at all.
Getting bullied.
Incredibly different.
Catching wedgies. Getting swirled, getting tickled, crab tickled.
Getting swirled.
None of that. Didn't say any of that.
Donk is a classic Cancer.
Don't you? I don't know what his birthday is. Don't you dare come at him, though.
We're going to get him.
I have an app, I think, that I downloaded a while ago that like gave me all of the different signs.
Yeah.
And yeah, so. I okay, if you're
there's a lot.
Yeah, there's
12.
Well, when it comes to like the rising and setting, and
so that I know for me, so it is Leo rising and Pisces moon.
Yeah, see, I have no idea. I didn't realize that it also has a different zodiac sign in front of the rising or moon.
Yeah, and it's basically just like what was going on during your birth. Kind of thing. I don't know. Like it rained, so that's why I'm a Pisces. And then, so
all I know is every girl I've ever shown it to is like, yeah, that's just a giant red flag.
What, that you know about it?
No, that like whatever my signs say. I'm just a red flag.
You're a Gemini?
Yeah, my.
So typical Cancer, I looked it up, the Google AI definition is emotional, nurturing, and highly intuitive, you know, right there. What did we say you were? Taurus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus.
Typical Taurus is grounded, reliable, and loyal with a love for stability, comfort, and finer things in life.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't say 100%, but I would say that doesn't.
Yeah, that tracks.
That tracks pretty well. Where are the falsehoods in that?
I mean, I wouldn't say that you have like. I wouldn't say you're one for the finer things in life. I would say you're kind of. You know, I mean, who doesn't like nice things? But you know, I never knew you to have like the nicest, newest of everything.
The finer things I enjoy: Long John Silver's.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking
Chili's,
about.
Chili's, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
that case in point right there.
I talked about that episode with some friends yesterday. I went to the bar to watch the Sunday night game, and I was like, "Yeah, we do like brackets." And this one last season pissed me off. Yeah. I was like, "We ended up putting Cracker Barrel through to the winner."
I'm still
that's gonna haunt me till I die.
Good.
I was like, P.F. Chang's should have won. They were like, what's P.F. Chang's?
Bro.
And then I dropped the conversation. So that just wasn't worth it.
That's big Gemini energy.
Yeah.
So Gemini is curious, communicative, and adaptable with a witty and fun-loving personality that enjoys social interaction and learning new things.
Valid.
I was going to say, again, that's not maybe how I would describe you, but I see that, and it feels pretty on the nose.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
My question is, are these actually accurate, or are they just kind of general enough that we are connecting dots?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what zodiac signs are. Like, astrology in general is just generalizations that fit more people than not. I feel like you could read a lot of signs and be like, yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah, like I could read, you know, a Gemini one. Like, oh, yeah, okay, that works. And like, it is just brief, vague statements. Like, you know, for Taurus today, you will run into a hardship that is difficult to pass. Like, yeah, every day. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's an alien.
Yeah. Just generalization stuff.
Let me see what my horoscope was for that.
But I will say, like, astrology goes back all the way to, like, the Mayan culture. That's what inspired, like, my sleeve. Was I learned about it when I went to Chichen Itza. And they were very big on, like, astrology stuff. And my sign in the Mayan culture was a snow owl, which I thought was pretty cool. So it's got some historical significance.
They know what snow is. Snow out. They don't got out. They don't got snow in Mexico.
Tourists, maybe. I don't know.
Psst. Seems like a bunch of bull.
I mean, it's astrology, so.
Astrology for a civilization that hasn't been around in over 1,000 years.
But that turtle scopes, on the other hand, that has some strong validity to
that
it.
Has, It has brand recognition and staying power.
I'll tell you what, everybody in the office.
You said everybody in the office is jazzed up about it.
Yep.
See, you paint a picture, but in my head, I feel like maybe it's just a couple people in the office that are talking to you about it.
Hey, that's fine.
You're frozen for me.
I am.
But I can hear you. But you're
He's not frozen answer. For me.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think it's.
No.
See, yeah, it just keeps.
You're cutting in and out. Raven.
But am I good?
You're cutting out a little bit, but yeah, you're good.
I'm not. I'll talk less then.
Do less. Yeah, everybody in the office is talking about it. It's the hot issue. So, you know, a lot of big fans here are going to be. A lot of people are going to be super pumped to hear what they do, what they are. So with that being said, you know, now that we've given a run through, Jojen, you pulled up the different, I guess, kind of the breakdowns or what ChatGPT told you. So
yeah.
What are
some of the information of like the types, like the associations?
Yeah.
So the first one was Leonardo, and which he's blue bandana, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So he is Leo, and energy is what it says. So I don't know if that means Leo or gives off Leo, or I don't. That might be something that might be more specific. But it says Leo energy. His symbol is twin katanas, which is his weapon. So that's fair. His element is pizza fire. And his sewer season was leadership season, which is late summer energy.
Oh.
Late summer energy. Interesting.
Mm. So we're kind of coming out of leadership season.
For sure.
Are we getting into
cuffing season? I mean, we are.
It's cuffing season.
I was going to say, I can tell you which one that we're getting into
any day.
I guess the next one would be late autumn, which is going to be Donatello. So we'll go to Donatello next. But yeah, it says Michelangelo types. Oh, no, that's not where we're on yet. Leonardo types are natural born leaders who take everything way too seriously. They make color coded Google Docs for group trips, schedule check ins in a Discord chat no one asked for. In astrology terms, Leonardo is your Leo Capricorn hybrid. Mm. All off energy, zero chill.
So being that
zero chill.
being that I'm Leo rising, that gives me something to think about once we get to the second stage here, which is where we self-identify.
Leo rising.
Yeah.
Oh, because it says Leo energy. Gotcha.
Yeah,
we'll get there. I was connecting the dots myself.
There you go.
Yeah. So the next one, we'll go into the next season, which is Donatello. So he's got Virgo energy,
allegedly.
His symbol is the bow staff, mm-hmm. and a Wi-Fi router. parentheses. His element is tech earth. His sewer season is spreadsheet season, which is late on. Donatello types are the one who fix your printer, explain cryptocurrency, and silently judge your Wi-Fi password. They're analytical, grounded, and probably identify as introverted but talkative when comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. The very Virgo meets Aquarius. Is it Aquarius? Aquarius. I love you, but I'm also going to need empirical data on why I should. Empirical data. Yeah, that's what it says for Donatello.
You said spreadsheet season. I heard spread cheek season, and I got real confused.
That's also, I would argue that is also.
we are spread cheek rising here. Yeah, doing it for the brand, because we're all about brand over here. Okay, so Donatello, spreadsheet season. I like that. What's the next one, Mikey or Raph?
I mean, if we just want to go in like the this order of the seasons, we can do Raphael. Okay. So he's showing as Aries / Scorpio energy, and he's red, right?
Yeah.
So I I get that. His symbol is side daggers and emotional repression. His element is pure rage fire. And his sewer season is boarding season. BROADING.
Skateboarding season?
I guess so. Raphael types feel a lot, but prefer punching things over processing those feelings. They're loyal, passionate, 100% will argue with strangers on Reddit for sports. astrologically, Raphael is the Aries Scorpio cusp. Hot-headed yet mysterious magnet in a don't text them back after midnight way. Oh boy.
Okay.
Yeah, how do we feel about, I mean, I feel like that would fit Scorpio / Aries.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. Lauding? Season.
Brooding. So, okay.
Small letters.
That yeah, makes
brooding sense. Season.
Winter. Okay.
Yeah, I mean he's the last one, so he is Sagittarius energy, which that one is, I'm not familiar what time of year that is, so I'm gonna look at that real quick.
I don't know.
It is, oh, I'm on the wrong page. November 12th, oh, it's right after Scorpio, November 22nd to December 21st. Scorpio, for reference, is October 23rd through November 21st. So we're in Scorpio season right now.
Right in the thick of it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And then Aries is right before Taurus, just for reference.
Okay. But
Michelangelo, Sagittarius energy. His element is chaotic air. His symbol is nunchucks and leftover pizza. And his sewer season is party season, which is early spring vibe. Michelangelo types are the walking personification of it's 5 o'clock somewhere. They live to vibe, make memes, and somehow always show up with snacks, but without responsibilities. Astrologically, they channel Sagittarius free spirit with a dash of Gemini mischief, compatible with anyone who can tolerate their catchphrases.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are your Ninja Turtle signs.
Those are the signs.
Obviously, we didn't get all 12 of them, but yeah, there's your Michelangelo. How'd you feel about that?
It really touches on, I think that's the first one that has one of us in the description. So that's,
I know, that's what I was thinking as I was reading it.
Yeah, we're just dodging all of us. But, yeah. You know, Tony Grapefruit's big vibes guy. He came to the house this weekend just as a vibes guy. That was his goal. So he's got a little Mikey. Kind of in him, so
yeah. Was your thing Halloween themed at all?
No.
Oh.
Just pizza themed, which coincidentally I have been a Ninja Turtle the past couple of days, that the only thing I've eaten is pizza Saturday, Sunday, and today. So
I'm not sure. Red Lobster biscuits right now.
Cheddar Bay, cheddaring it up. Love it.
So how many, okay, sign and the rising sign?
So I think if we just stick to the main and the rising, so do we want to, you know, take a stab at each other, or?
Yeah, I gotta figure out what my rising.
How well do we know each other?
How do I look? What is my rising?
So I take it as the main one. So your sun is the main one. And then rising is just like whatever your second would be. So like, I'm not going to say mine right now, but I think I know what mine is.
Let's take a stab at each other's first.
I'm looking at mine. You guys can get started if you want.
Go ahead, Philip.
Captain. So, Stevie, I definitely think you got some Mikey in you. Is that the main one, though? I think that could be the main one.
Okay.
That could be the main one.
What's the Mikey? What's the vibes for the Mikey that you're tracking?
I mean, that's the party guy, the feel-good vibes. It actually pinged your actual horoscope or zodiac sign. Then as far as... So that's... I'm thinking that you've got a little Mikey... From that side of things, you're go with the flow kind of guy. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Just tearing your ACL at beach volleyball and just driving home on it.
not a big deal. The longest 3 hours.
Not a big deal. And then for a rising. I'd say maybe I don't know. I'd say kind of between Donatello and Raph. Donatello for the analytical side of things and Raph for the hot-headedness at times.
Okay.
How do you think I did?
I would say that's pretty good.
Who'd you say was the main one again?
Mikey. I'll say Cap Boughton.
Yeah, for...
I think your main is probably Leonardo. Let's say that's your son or your primary. I think you're very level-headed.
Self-discipline.
You're right over there, Joe John.
I'm thinking Raphael because you're loyal. If I would say not to the average person, but you're definitely passionate.
But Raphael's like that fuse, like that.
Description that you'd argue with strangers on Reddit. I don't think you'd argue with strangers on Reddit, but I do think that you. Would engage in hearty debate.
That's true.
We'll talk about
anything.
Good faith debate. I think you'd partake.
Yeah.
I thought about
Raphael. I don't see that. That's
in the season being like brooding season. I can also like kind of see that.
Yeah, that word tracks. With Cam Mountain, but I feel like with Raphael, if you were to go out to a bar, Raphael's the one you need to watch because, like, he's gonna fight somebody.
That's fair. I guess maybe I can't see myself
being worried about Mountain acting a fool at the bar, which leads me to my second son. I think his rising is Mikey because he's a big
he will
go with the flow, he's down,
he will get in trouble for sneaking napkins and straws and. Stuff in somebody's hood of their back, their jacket, and I could see him getting in trouble for something like that.
Was that you?
A little mischievous.
No, I think that was Rosemary. Way back in the
day. I did that to Stevie's wife too. The first day I met her, I was dumping popcorn.
Yeah, I figured it was one of your.
She was that too. She's still traumatized by the open mic stuff.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
That was a good day.
That was a great day.
Yeah. So. I mean, with adding that, I think I would see that. I think you're probably more on the
because like Leonardo is also very loyal, just like Raphael. He's very, very loyal. But I'd say his loyalty is more to the family than any specific person. If that makes sense, it's a different type of loyalty.
Okay.
And then big vibes guy. So
yeah, this is
Mikey Rensing for sure.
The ChatGPT description kind of sucks Leo off. So I don't know if I wanted to give you that.
ChatGPT is really into leaders. Type A kind of turtle.
Oh, boss energy.
Yep. Yeah. I'm definitely a leader of turtles.
Joe John, I'm going to give you
a kiss.
A kiss. If I nail this. This is a tough one. I've been thinking this whole time. Like, cause I see a little bit of all of them in you, but I'm thinking. Well,
Joe John's got Splinter vibes.
I was gonna say Splinter that was vibes. The one thing I didn't read off of this. I didn't read it because it didn't give like an actual zodiac sign, but it did give us a bonus sign for Splinter.
Okay,
let's hear it.
The bonus sign, the supreme mentor. So it's not. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but his element is mystic dust. His symbol is the walking stick of wisdom. And his sewer season is eternal dad. Splinter signs are wise, patient, and slightly disappointed in everybody. They've transcended the chaos and now exist solely to impart cryptic advice that no one really understands until three episodes later.
That changes the game a little bit. You sound like a Splinter. I don't know.
Big Splinter vibes.
I mean, big dad energy. If I was a dad.
Big daddy energy.
I'm going to say you're a Splinter for sure. With Mikey Rising.
Mikey Rising.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you're just down. You're down.
Now, what do you think you are that we kind of went through that? Because me personally, I've been using the example that I am Raph Leo Rising. So just from the Raph being like the hothead, yeah, I'm not going to get in bar fights. That's kind of that's where the Leo side steps in. But I am very confrontational and will run my mouth and not
you.
But I have the ability to back it up. So, yeah, I was thinking Raph, Sun, Leo Rising, Leonardo Rising.
Okay.
I feel that. Okay. Huh.
Wait, Jordan, did you give your like what you thought you were?
For myself?
For us.
Oh, I feel like we were just discussing it. I kind of missed Phil.
We're talking.
I didn't disagree with what you said.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, Berbert in the office. I asked him what he was, and he's like, I'm none of them, I'm Jack. And I'm like, that's a Shredder answer.
I'm Megan Fox in the live action. That's my sign all day.
Your secret weapon is hammer thumbs.
Did you want to hear? Oh, I also got some suggestions from ChatGPT on how to use this in the podcast.
Okay.
How to use it in the podcast. Pretend you're doing mock horoscopes, quotations, like if you're a Donatello Rising with a Raphael Moon. You're overdue for a network upgrade and an emotional outburst.
That's right.
So I'll just do it horoscopes. Play it seriously, like those intense astrology readers, but this is ridiculous turtle logic. then it says create compatibility pairings. Example, Michelangelo and Leonardo couples never last because one wants to meditate and the other wants to skateboard off the roof.
That's true.
Oh, I never followed up on its ask. It said, would you like me to create some daily horoscopes for each turtle so you can read them out loud on the podcast? Damn it. No, I know. I threw that in the chat. The whole answer, I threw it in a note real quick. So I did some pre-work on this.
Oh. Well, if you tell it, yes.
Good. That would have been good. Well, it's in my notes app. It's
not, oh.
Yeah, it's not in you anymore.
Damn it. Damn it.
It's in a data lake somewhere, unfortunately.
Well, we got to get it out of there.
We got to drain the data lake.
Yeah, we got to drain it and then, you know, take the data aqueduct to the nearest processing plant.
Yeah, filter it into a data water tower.
Ask it, and then when we post it, we can put it up.
All right, I'll do that.
That'd be pretty sick.
But yeah, what do I think I am? I feel like I got a little Donatello in me.
Okay.
You're the only one that can operate Riverside, so that makes sense.
I didn't even think about that. I love you.
Big fan.
No advertisements. Fuck you, Riverside. Yeah, I'll go with, I think I'm Donatello Dunn. Is that the first one? And then Michelangelo Rising, or vice versa. I can be talked into either of those. Because okay. I have like a, because like I do love a good spreadsheet. It doesn't need to be for. I'd be making spreadsheets for my own stuff. But I really do have that. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. But I have that vibe where it's like we should all strike or just quit. So I don't know. I'll go with that.
Okay.
Bring a real we should quit vibe to the office that not a lot of employers like.
You need to get your office subscribing to the page.
Yeah, it's hard. I work remote. It's going to be real tough.
We need wit. We need donk.
I got a couple people from the old office, but all those people left before I left.
True. Need to get the new ones.
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast and work for paychecks, hit me up.
Truth.
We are coworkers.
With that being said, please like, subscribe, comment, and on YouTube, thumbs up, thumbs down if you're feeling angry, but just let us, you know, comment about, you know, what you didn't like. You know, maybe you didn't like the description of a Michelangelo. Tell us about it, you know. Either way, we're here to interact with you fine people. And I will argue with you, which is totally Raphael of me. Yeah, I mean, as far as the podcast goes, please take this idea and start using it amongst your friends. We want to get this trending. So now it's, what are we in? What season are we in?
Right now, we would be Scorpio, which was Donatello, right? Because it's late autumn.
Yeah. So we're in.
Yeah, because it didn't cover the full calendar. So maybe we can fill out the calendar. We can go back to this one day. Let's come back to this.
We can fill it out. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just give. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, we're definitely.
Sprinkles of all of
maybe a rising splinter.
Rising splinter.
Ten years ago, probably Raphael, but I think these days more Leonardo, just because I'm actively trying to lead the family, you know. Spiritually, yeah. Or however you want to put it. So, probably Leo rising.
True. Okay.
But I love this a good spreadsheet. Love a good spreadsheet.
Well, I got to say, this was very productive. I think we covered a lot of ground and accomplished a lot here. And I learned a lot about myself. And I hope.
I think we all did.
I think we, and this is the hard hitting, you know, journalistic integrity that we're looking for in this podcast. So, you know, just big shout out to all the listeners.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
That being said, fellas, I did find the screenshot of my full astrological chart.
Oh, nice. Sick. I think.
Like, it's huge. I don't know if you can see it. No, it's not gonna.
I can't see it. when we were going through looking for the horoscope and everything, Sabrina was asking all the questions, and it was definitely like, I'm like, I don't want to answer these because I feel like you're trying to get like special information or like a password for something.
Yeah, it feels like it's like a security question. What hospital were you born in?
What's your date of birth? What town were you born in?
All of that stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what direction was your dick facing when you came out?
Big Zodiac just straight wants up all of your data.
Yeah. Big Zodiac.
Zodiac sounds hard as fuck.
Let me read these to you guys.
Yeah.
Ready? My moon was a Gemini.
Okay.
My Mars was a Leo. Venus was Aries. Sun, also Gemini. Ascendant was Capricorn. My descendant was Cancer. Hello, Jojo. My midheaven, Scorpio. Jupiter, Libra. My Imam Koli. What the fuck is that? I don't know. That's a Taurus. Taurus, Vertex, Leo, Anti-Vertex, Aquarius, Mercury, also Gemini.
I feel like you're just naming a bunch of Pokemon stuff now.
That's what it feels like.
You make it an order right now?
Anyone I've ever shown that to is like, ooh. Red flag.
Red flag.
Maybe they're just like, ooh, that's fucking...
I'm just like, tell me who I am because I don't know what any of that means.
I heard way too much Gemini in there.
I think that's what it is.
No, I need
the stars will tell you.
Yeah,
I do think it's all the Gemini. I know that everyone hates Geminis except for Geminis. Shout out Geminis.
Shout out Geminis. Shout out Cancer. Shout out Tauruses. I asked Hillary the Stallion at work to to look her horoscope up. And I was like, all right, so what you're going to do, you're going to type in your name, you're typing your date of birth, you're going to type in the first 5 of your social, you're going to type in the hospital that you were born in, you're going to type in the last 4 of your social, and, and that's where I lost her.
Oh, they never asked for the first 5 of your social. This must be legit.
I know, yeah. Old flatulent unicorn over there. She had no idea what was going on.
A flatulent unicorn?
What a creative name.
I know. She's really good at coming up with names.
Yeah, she's an ideas guy.
She's got some ideas. All right, well, what do we got next on the docket?
Next is the Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I am on season 4. I just finished 3 this past weekend. We're a couple
great
episodes
show.
Before. We'll have to figure out when to record it because I'm going to Mexico next week and then Utah the week after that.
You're such a Mikey.
Yeah.
we can cut that podcast. But yeah, no, we're doing Stranger Things next.
Perfect opportunity.
Are you feeling like predictions? All right, actually, I do have some takes, but I gotta hold them.
What are your takes? I want to know. Give me one. Is 4 the last season? Like this one coming up is 5? Okay. So you finished what has been out?
No, I'm watching the most recent one that came out before season 5 comes out next month.
Yeah. So you're on
season 4.
Yes.
Okay.
Which came out like 2022.
What's your take? What's our take?
I like the show. I love it. I like it a lot. It's just I feel like the characters are just not. It's just like everyone does exactly what the plot needs them to do. There's zero. There's no like it's very predictable. I guess I do know now, but as soon as Hopper died, spoiler alert, in season three, I'm like, he's not dead. The show hasn't killed a main character.
No, and he's the biggest one in the show.
Yeah, so. It's like, I just know he's not dead. I'm like, they only kill people that they brought in like midway through. So far, you know, season four could shock me. But that's my one complaint. And then the characters, yeah, the characters just kind of do exactly what the plot needs them to do. I do like the show though; it's sick.
Complaint is that they're spacing out so far that we have a bunch of 20-plus-year-olds playing.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna say. I think I'm at the point now where I can really like feel it. So that was my complaint for season four specifically that I was gonna start with.
I'm 17. No, you're not. You're 30.
After watching, well, yeah, it's like I watched 11 when she was, I don't know, how old is she supposed to be in season one?
12? 11.
Okay, 11. I watched her kill fucking like 20 like military people without a fucking like thought. And now I'm supposed to sit here and watch an obviously 18-year-old girl pretend to be 14 being bullied by a bunch of girls and crying about it. I don't care.
Like, well, no, so it would have been if she just like did 11 hours and like internally exploded that.
Well, yeah, that's what they're all so like.
She lost them. She lost her powers.
Yeah, right now. That's why they were all making fun of her. And then she fucking assaulted that girl with a rollerblade.
Yeah. No powers, but I get a rollerblade.
But yeah, it's just like, I don't know.
I was pissed when Billy died.
Yeah, I'll cut the spoilers part of this out. But I mean, again, I knew he was going to die at some point.
Yeah, he's the guy that I said should be the new Wolverine.
He kind of reminds me of Zac Efron in
High School Musical.
Specific role. I can't think of what role it was.
He's like 30. He's Australian. He'd be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and also all these fucking kids, not even the main characters, but like the guy whose girlfriend gets killed by that, like, whatever this new monster is in season four, where she's like trying to buy drugs and then she gets killed.
Yeah.
He's short, which, you know, hey, nothing wrong with that.
Shout out Short Kings.
But he's like obviously like 30.
Dude definitely stayed back like 8 times. Yeah, got held back 8 years.
It's like Van Wilder. But no, it's a good show. I'm excited to do season 5 predictions and talk about the show in general.
Good. Yeah,
huge.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll be diving into that. It's perfect opportunity for me to start it from scratch. So I'm gonna do that. Fuck Barb.
For sure.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything.
She just sucks.
She's just annoying. She's
just a token ugly friend that gets killed.
Exactly.
That's literally all she does. And nobody gives a shit besides fucking Nancy. Nobody
cares. Even her parents. They're like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, they're like, yeah, we're blowing our life savings to have someone do something.
Yeah. And it's like, all you got to do is go into the Upside Down and you'll see her just sitting there with just getting
she's like the only person that got killed in the Upside Down too. Come on.
Yeah. Getting deep by the vines.
Nameless military personnel.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, a bunch of nameless people get killed all the time.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I like the new. I like the way the people that get killed by this new thing in the new season, though, where it fucking just destroys them.
Yeah,
breaks their bones, crushes their eyes.
While you don't know who he is yet.
They said his name, or they said like the curse, like Ver Vecna. Something. Vecna. Yeah. Vecna's curse. Yeah, is that the name?
Vecna's the bad person.
But you don't know who he is.
He's the big bad.
Yeah, besides just like he's like casting a spell or something like that.
Vecna is a character in Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I figured that.
What about Bob? Bob? Bill? Rudy?
Who?
Rudy? The kid's mom's boyfriend with the that gets attacked by the Bob.
Oh, what? Yeah. You're talking about the guy that dies in like season two.
Yeah,
by the Debbie Dogs. Yeah.
Sacrifice. Yeah. His life on the line.
He's like, yeah. I made it.
Super Bob.
That was the one time where I feel like I predicted that.
Bob Newby.
Yeah, the famous actors are like, nah, we're just going to wipe you out.
Kill him.
What's he famous?
Root Bob? He was Root. Yeah. Oh. He's in Goonies. He's in Sean Astin. He's in tons of stuff.
See, doesn't I don't pick up on it.
No, you don't watch stuff.
All
right. Well,
yeah, we can say goodbye.
I'm excited. So thank you for stopping in. Again, please like, subscribe, especially on the YouTube. We got 50, which is big news. Shout out to everybody who subscribed on the YouTube. We can do YouTube live now, allegedly. And maybe. What?
Maybe. That might have been one of the criteria. We'll look into it.
We'll take a look, and then we'll do a break. In honor of hitting 50. So that's going to be sick.
I'm excited.
You guys did you record it already?
No. We'll record it the 15th, but the box of cards is a $1,200 box. So
sheesh.
It's going to be pretty legit. $50 a slot if you want in.
Get in now, Tree Fort Gangers.
15 or 50?
50.
50.
The cards that come out of it, there's six of them. There's going to be other ones, so you will get something. But the cards in it, there's five autos and one base. And they're usually like fire. They're called Immaculate.
Damn.
Immaculate. Wow. Good movie.
Yeah.
Be sure to stay tuned for that. That's exciting.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. This is probably one of our longer goodbyes.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, thanks for having me out, guys. Yeah. If you're still here, yeah. We appreciate it. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe.
Have a Capri Sun for us, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next time in the tree fort.